Let's talk about graduation rates here for a second. Just today, the SHOT Foundation released its report, and this report primarily deals with African-American males. Georgia still has one of the lowest ranks, is one of the lowest ranked states for black males, just coming in right at about 55%. White counterparts are 71%. Dr. Gustafson, I know that you have said in the past that has got to change for Georgia.
Oh, absolutely, and certainly for the Atlanta Public Schools. I have such great respect for the SHOT Foundation. When I was in graduate school at Harvard, I served as one of their consultants doing research in special students that are the most disenfranchised from the school process, and everything from the gender issues to race and poverty. And so as I look at Atlanta Public Schools, I do think we have to acknowledge what it means to ensure that all of our students, but particularly students who've been left behind for such a long time, have their opportunity at life and after graduation. And so this conversation for us started with it was intensely debated, a conversation about equity. Like, how do we really do strategic decision making so that we absolutely test ourselves every time about fixing past wrongs and setting things right for the future. And this is one of the past wrong areas that we've raised. So we've done some things this school year. I think we will have to do more to target the population and to be sure that we're putting that bridge work in for our students. But we did just solid, deliberate tracking of our process of every student who's now in the 9th to the 12th grade to be sure that they are on track to graduate with their cohort. And I said this a little bit before, but this is what we do. We perform transcript reviews. We look at where those students are. We sit down. We talk to them. When we can, we talk to the family. And we explain to them how important it is that they are in certain courses. You have to take these courses. Where are you in your abilities and performance? And then we put in the supports to make that happen. And so, of course, this is our first year, and it's been very difficult. But APS has been making some movement in this area. But we know that for students who are at risk of not graduating, this credit recovery piece built on the information from the transcript analysis is just essential to catch them up.